Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We welcome back Dr. Ephraim Lapid, who's a senior research fellow at the Europa Institute and also a former IDF spokesperson. Doctor, good afternoon to you and thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Oh, great to have you on board, Doctor, and thank you for taking the time to join us this afternoon. Doctor, if I can just lay the ground for what we will be discussing. We're looking at the detrimental effect of freeing 800 inmates for 40 hostages. We're asking the question out there, is it worth it? The Times of Israel gave the following headline. Israel said willing to free some 800 inmates for 40 hostages as talks are given 50-50 odds. Doctor, how do you regard this latest hostage deal?
This process of negotiation with the evil axis of Hamas is something that we never thought we have to face such a process. Every number you raise is relevant to be discussed because. There are no criteria. These are numbers that they feel that they have the play cards of people. It's play cards of people. People, babies, young people, young women, young men, and of course a lot of senior people. Men and women, and we never faced such a status. And as I say, every number is negotiable. We feel that there are also a lot of numbers which are psychologically used in order to hit us.
Yes.
To hit the Israeli society. I cannot refer to any response of Israel because the real negotiations are, as you understand, secret.
Indeed.
And they should be so because if they are public, they raise the number. Immediately they raise the number. So we understand that we have to compromise, to compromise with our norms, with our ethics, and to give in order to get our people back.
Indeed. Doctor, at this point in time, do you see Yahya Sinwar digging in his heels, you know, to show his stance with both Israel and Hamas leadership elsewhere, and also using this holy month of Ramadan to further inflame the situation?
I'm not sure that Sinwar personally is now in the front.
Okay.
What we feel, I say we feel because a lot of fake news are also used in this campaign. We are not sure that he is the person now, but his name is on the table. His name is also on the agenda of the day, what we call the day after. He wants to ensure his life. He wants to ensure his entity. This is a vital dilemma for Israel. We cannot compromise, and we cannot agree with the situation that the day after, the future of the neighborhood between Israel and Gaza Strip will be with Sinwar or with Hamas. I personally think that we Israel have to strengthen Palestinian Authority, which will lead also the situation in Gaza. But our government see it differently. Mm-hmm. And I don't see from our side a statement that will phrase the entity and what we call the day after. To think that the day after will be based on what we call local leaders without organization is something very fake, very fake.
Indeed. Doctor, I just wish we had more time to just unpack this, but unfortunately we've just about run out of time to have this conversation. Doctor, thank you so much once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive, just to give us your thoughts and your views as to this latest hostage deal. 50-50 odds, freeing 800 inmates for 40 hostages. My question to you, is it worth it? Dr. Ephraim Lapid, Senior Research Fellow at the Europa Institute and former IDF spokesperson, joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.